We are in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Simen Tov Kuf Pei Vav. We're up to Siv Dalet, and we'll be doing Dalet and Hey. Says the Mechaber, Siv Dalet, Shofar Shal Takrovis Ovedes Kachavim, Afilu Hoye Shal Oved Kachavim Shetakaba, Lo Yatza. So, if you have a shofar that was part of an animal that was brought as a korban, a sacrifice to Avodah Zarah, even if it belonged to a non-Jew, and you went and blew it, you are not Yotzei, Mishum De'ena B'Teila Olamis, because it does not have bittul forever. Unlike Avodah Zarah itself, where we said Avodah Zarah itself, if you take an idol, and it belongs to a non-Jew, and then he is mevatel it, he said this is no longer something to be worshipped, the halachi is that it becomes mutter. Not so in the case of takrovis. An actual animal that was brought as a sacrifice to an idol, that is considered avodah zarah, even if the non-Jew is mevatel it. Therefore, you can't be yotze with it. Why can't you be yotze? So we saw before, because of ktuta michtei shurei, and that is that it is considered, since it is aser b'hanoah, it's something that stands to be destroyed. It's as if it's non-existent, so you don't have the shear of a shofar, which, by the way, we'll see later, just how big a shofar has to be. Sifhei. Hamudr hanoah mishofar, someone makes a neder that he is not going to benefit from a shofar. Odom acher tokea bo v'zeh yotzi yedei chavosa. The halacha is you can be yotzet ki a shofar with it, but someone else has to blow. Why is that? Because mitzvos lav lehenos nitna. The hana of the fact that you were mekayim a mitzvah with it is not considered the iser hana of an eder. So that anytime something is aser b'hana, doing a mitzvah with it is not considered being neheneh from it. Hana is only hana gashmias, not hana ruchnias, not a mitzvah. So why does someone else have to blow it? The problem is that we are afraid that when people blow shofar, aside from the fact that they're mekayim a mitzvah, they actually enjoy it. They enjoy blowing their shofar, so we're afraid that a person is going to enjoy blowing it. Now what happens if there's nobody else around except for himself? B'shas hadchak. So the halach is the person could blow himself, but there he should blow a minimum. He should only blow 10 kolis, that means tekiah shvarim truah tekiah, tekiah shvarim tekiah, tekiah truah tekiah, and nothing more than that, because we're afraid anymore that it could be that he will be having hanah from it. The Mishnah Brura brings a kapas tamarin that... A person could decide himself. If he knows that he's having hanah from it, then he absolutely should not even blow 10 kolas. And if a person knows that he's not having hanah out of it, other than the mitzvah, then he can actually blow more. In other words, this idea that the Mechaber says that someone else has to do the blowing, if there's really no choice, let the person decide himself whether or not he is having physical hanah from blowing the shofar. That was the first case in the Mechaber. Avol, says the Shulchan Aruch now, im omr konim litkiyaso alai, if the lashon he used when he made his neder was konim litkiyaso alai, also litkoabo afilit kiyashal mitzvah. There the halacha is that he couldn't be mekayim the mitzvah, although the mechaber's lashon is also litkoabo, what he means is you couldn't even be yotza the mitzvah with it. Now, what is pshat in that? So first of all, based on the halacha, the Mishnah Brura changes the nusach of the Mechaber. He says, he didn't just say konim litkiyah solai, but it was konim, what he said was, that he said konim tkiyah shofar litkiyah solai. Konim the tkiyah of this shofar alai. What is that? Konim is a lashon of carbon. The halacha is that if you make a konim, if you go and aser something, an object, and you make that like a korban. So for example, you took the shofar, and you said, this shofar should be aser to me like a korban for its blowing. The halacha there is that konomis are chal on anything. They will take effect even not on hanol. You can aser with a lashon of konim any act whatsoever. You can say, this stone is a korban to me for throwing. Even though I have absolutely no hanah, I benefit nothing from throwing the stone, nevertheless, if I give the stone the din of a korban with regard to throwing, then the halacha is the neder is chal and I'm not allowed to throw it. Similarly, if I aser hanol, so we say that mitzvah is lav lahenis nitnu. But if I aser the shofar for the sake of its tkia, then I made this shofar ki'ilu a korban with regard to tkia, I cannot blow even though mitzvah is lav lahenis nitnu, and I cannot be nehene even from the tkia shofar of this, because I asered the tkia on myself. I asered even hearing the tkia. Now this is the difference between a neder and a shvua. A neder is an iser heftza. That means the object becomes usser. This is not considered a direct contradiction to the mitzvah. It means this because this shofar becomes a carbon to me. As opposed to, for example, if someone took a shvua and said, he swears that he's not going to listen to tkiya shofar, he is mushba va'omid mehar Sinai, and the shvua would not be chal, it's considered a shvua shav to begin with. Not so in neder. Where in a neder, what you can do, you can't be mafkiya yourself from a mitzvah by way of a shvua, you can by way of a neder, so that if you say that the tkiya of this shofar is usher to me, like a korban, you can say a konan, then it is usher. Now, with regard to shvua, there are ways of asering it. One is an iser kolel, and that is that you included all tkiya. This person made a shvua that he's not going to hear any tkiya shofar whatsoever, mitzvah or otherwise. See, is kolel in it, non-mitzvah, the shvua is chal, that's one way. The other way is that he made a shvua only on a certain specific person blowing shofar for him. So that's not a contradiction to the mitzvah either, because he can hear someone else. If it turns out that there's a mikra, there's a situation where there's no one else to blow for him, the shvua was chal already, so it's too late. Now getting back to the neder, so what did we say? That if a person takes an object, such as a shofar, and he says that that object is konim, it is like a korban with regard to tkiya, then he can ask the tkiya on himself, and we do not say mitzvah lav lahenis nitnu. Now, what if he didn't mention the shofar? As in the case of the nusach, we find in the Shulchan Aruch that the Mishnah Berurah changed. The halacha is that midrabanon it is chal anyway, even though you left out the word shofar. Midrabanon it's chal; it becomes a neder drabanon. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in the case of a neder drabanon, if you can do ataras nedarim, fine. If you cannot for some reason, then if you're stuck with a neder drabanon, you should blow anyway. It means a neder drabanon will not be able to be mafkia you from your mitzvah daraisa of your chiyuv daraisa of tkiya shofar. Now the other thing is, let's say a person said konin litkiyas shofar alai. The tkiya of this shofar should be a konin. Means he mentioned the shofar, but he didn't say konim shofar zu shofar ze litkiya. Means if you say konim shofar ze litkiya, then you are asering the shofar, you're making the shofar like a carbon for tekiya. That is a neder daraisa. What if you're asering the tekiya of this shofar? So this too is a machlokis. Some say that this is also only a drabanan. And in such a case, meaning it was also considered like ein bo mamish, that you made a konim of the tekiya, and the tekiya is ein bo mamish. So some say that unless you actually made the tekiya be chal on the shofar, it's a derabanan, and we would not worry about it with regard to the tkiya shofar of a mitzvah. In other words, you couldn't be mafkiya yourself from the chi of a blowing, and therefore you would either have to have hataras nedarim or blow anyway. So one more time, if you made an iser hanah on yourself from the shofar, the halachi is that tkiya shal mitzvah is mutter. Just you shouldn't blow it yourself because we're afraid that you're going to be nana. Whereas, if what you did is you said a konim, where you asered hearing the shofar, hearing the tkiya of the shofar, so if you made the konim on the shofar itself, you said this shofar is a konim, is a korban for tkiya, the halacha is that you're not allowed to listen to the tkiya shofar of it. Whereas, if you just said konim tkiya and didn't say shofar at all, there it's a derabanan, and you would be able to blow and listen to it. Whereas, if you said konim the tkiya of this shofar, that is a machlokes.